Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. The current series from the book of Nehemiah is called Uncomfortable. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends, to today's conversation with Caleb again.
It's good to be back.
We are at the end of, really, we're in the middle of Nehemiah chapter 4. Last episode, we talked about three verses only. It was the second barrage of criticism from Sanballat and Tobiah and his gang. And it was more than just criticism, Caleb. It was ridicule turned into intimidation.
Yeah. And we even see the threat of physical harm to them as well. And so just the progression of it ramping up.
Ramping up.
But the response was always the same.
The same. Turn back to God, watch and pray, continue the work. So good things are happening, which is why today we're talking about what I feel is the most dangerous attack of all. Why? Because it's not the attack from without. It's the attack from within. And I can't tell you, Caleb, how many times I've seen this in my almost three decades of pastoring. And that is that churches typically die not because of bombs that are lobbed in that cause a church to explode, but rather from issues from within that cause a church to implode.
Yeah.
And we find that exact scenario in Nehemiah chapter 4, the enemy within. Let me read what it says. It says in verse 10, Judah said, so in other words, the people of God, because that was Judah. Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed. There's much rubbish so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries say, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. So here are people that are tired. They're discouraged. They have a defeated attitude. They're scared. Hey, we're tired and we're not even all the way done. And there's too much work to do and we're never going to get this job done. And now our enemies are threatening us and saying that they're going to ambush us. And we don't even know if we're going to live out today, let alone finish this project. We just want to quit. And they're not at the beginning of the project, because a lot of times at the beginning of the project, there's that great momentum.
Yeah.
Like when you first decide you're going to diet or work out, you know, there's that initial spurt of emotion and dedication. And then this isn't at the end of the project, because a lot of times at the end of a project, you get a second wind. But this is right in the middle. Remember last episode we talked about they or maybe it was a couple episodes ago, they finished about half of it. Well, yeah. Think about it, Caleb. If you're building half a wall, then the second half is going to be tougher than the first half because now you're lifting the rocks up higher.
Yeah. It's a lot more strenuous work for you.
So they're looking at that saying, we're tired, we're discouraged, we have a real enemy, we're never going to get this done. And now you're finding an attack coming from the inside. They're self-defeated. So I guess what I want to say to all of us is this. Can we just admit today that discouragement at times in our life is real? Would you admit that, Caleb?
Yeah, I think it's sometimes people naturally feel as if as if they have to explain away that they are actually discouraged. And
but like you said, can't admit it because I'd be saying I'm a bad Christian.
Right, yeah, no, but it is a very real thing that happens to everybody, and it happens for different reasons. And sometimes we see for the very reasons that these people went through, they had gone through all this criticism, and it's all, you know, maybe they're tired in the work of the ministry, maybe you're tired in the work of the ministry. It's just been a long, strenuous time, and you're just going through seasons in your life. But discouragement, like you said, you have to admit first that there is discouragement.
The last book we talked about was the book of Joshua. And Joshua's biggest need from the Lord was to say, be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid to follow God. That was our theme. Our theme, this book is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable sometimes to answer the call of God upon our life and to engage oneself in that call. And we're finding that to be true here. So they're complaining. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times. That's a way in the Bible of saying they said this repeatedly. From all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. In other words, Nehemiah, everywhere we turn, behind every bush, behind every corner, the enemy's lurking. We're scared. We're discouraged. We're paralyzed. We're neutralized. This is a place of real discouragement. So how does Nehemiah deal with that? He's already dealt with ridicule. He's already dealt with intimidation. We learned that the last couple episodes. Now he's dealing with real discouragement from the inside. What's the defense against this? Interestingly, it's the exact, he does not change his game plan.
Yeah.
It's like old Vince Lombardi. I'm going to run a power sweep right. I don't care if you know what we're going to run. We're doing a power sweep right, and we can execute better than you can defend, and this is what we're doing. And that's Nehemiah. Nehemiah said, we have a God, and he listens to our prayers, and he's bigger than all this. I'm going to go right back to my power sweep right. Yeah. So watch what he says in verse 13. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall on the higher places. I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, their bows. I looked, rose up, said unto the nobles, to the rulers, to the rest of the people, here it is. Be not afraid of them. Don't be afraid. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, God did this, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. So think about it, Caleb. There was real discouragement, but what did Nehemiah provide? He provided renewed motivation. And how often in life is that exactly what we need? We just need to be reminded about what is really true. And here's what Nehemiah said was really true. What's really true is our God's bigger than this. He's large and he's in charge. Mm. Our God is bigger than this. And you have a vested interest in getting the job done, not only for the glory of our great God, but what about your moms and dads and your wives and your daughters and your sons and your family? And how wise was Nehemiah to put them now specifically within their family unit? Fight for God, fight for your family, remember what's important. And in life, is that not true? We do what we do at the end of the day for our God, his reputation, his glory, and for the people we love. So find your center. Find your motivating point, and your motivating point ought not be your own glory or some sense of accomplishment that you build something. No, if that's your motivation, you might as well quit. But you're doing this for God and for people. You know, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Sounds kind of like these are the priorities of the Bible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it's really masterful what Nehemiah did. You know, because sometimes when we get discouraged, discouragement, if we let it control us, makes us center only on self. And I think Nehemiah was very wise, as you pointed out, to take them back and say, hey, the answer is always the same because our answer never changes. That's God. And get their attention just off of themselves, but also onto their families.
So we have real discouragement. Let's face it. We all face that. And then we have a renewed motivation. Get your mindset back upon God and the people that matter in your life. Not the critic, not the enemy, not the discouragement, but God and your family, the people that matter. And then I find real discouragement, a renewed motivation, but then thirdly, an adjusted plan. sometimes in life, you have to adjust your methodology, adjust your game plan based upon what's thrown at you. And when you look at the adjusted plan, Caleb, it's so practical. And let me just, we're going to work our way through this because we're nearing the end of our time. And I want you to see this, listeners. It says in verse 16, it came to pass from that time forth, half of my servants wrought in the work, other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. So, hey, I had to put some people off on guard duty. Some people stayed on work duty. They which builded on the wall, they that bear burdens with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other held a weapon. So, man, I got my sword in one hand. I got my trowel in the other hand. Mm-hmm. I'm multitasking. This is an adjusted plan. For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Now, this is so practical, Caleb. So we're gonna defend and work. We're going to have a sword in one hand, a trowel in the other hand, and then we're going to have an alarm system in place. Now, we know that there's enemies, so we're going to put an alarm system on our house. We're going to put an alarm system on the car. Yeah, you know, we're going to just make sure that we have an early detection system. And it says in verse 19, I said unto the nobles, to the rulers, to the rest of the people, I turn my page here, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. Okay, so here's the fire drill, guys. Okay, when the alarm sounds, here's the place we all meet. Yeah. And maybe you have a plan for your family. If there's a fire, we meet by this oak tree. Uh-huh. That's what's happening here. It's like we're adjusting our plan. Let me quickly finish this. Verse 21, so we labored in the work. So over and over again, friends, what Nehemiah is saying is we didn't quit. We didn't allow criticism or intimidation or ridicule or even inner discouragement to cause us to stop. We renewed our motivation. We adjusted our plan. Half of them held the spores. I'm tired. held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Man, they're working double shift, aren't they? Likewise, at the same time, I said unto the people, let everyone with his servants lodge within Jerusalem. We're not going to go home till the job is done. We're going to camp out here. It's all hands on deck. Matter of fact, we won't read it, but in verse 23, he said, and we didn't even take our clothes off. So at night, we didn't get into our, you know, our Captain Crunch footy pajamas, you know, with our favorite blankie.
That's a weird image.
That is a weird image. But what we did is we took off our clothes only to wash them and put them back on. Mm-hmm. So what was it? It was an adjusted plan. Yeah, it's harder. Yeah, we're working double shift. Yes, some of us are going to have to go on guard duty. Yeah, we stopped and put an alarm system in place. But the bottom line is nothing was going to dissuade us from getting the work of God done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's remarkable just to see the determination, you know, of Nehemiah as a leader, knowing that the way that I carry myself is the, you know, will affect all of these people. And, you know, criticism can make us so quickly discouraged and defeated. But once again, every single time, his response was, we're going to rest in the Lord. And then as he gives us wisdom, we're going to adjust our plans, all for the glory of God.
Ridicule, intimidation, discouragement, they are real enemies, but they're nothing in the face of our great God. So listeners, let me encourage you today, trust God, love him, stay focused upon him, and by all means, do not quit. God has a great plan for your life. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.